Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, January 22nd, 2018. Welcome to Day 368. Senate Democrats voted today with Republicans to approve a short-term spending bill to fund the government through February 8th. The Washington Post, New York Times, and Politico say the bill will also reauthorize the Children's Health Insurance Program for 6 years and roll back several health care taxes. Democrats received assurances from Mitch McConnell that the Senate will vote on a bipartisan DACA bill in the coming weeks in exchange for reopening the government. The Senate voted 81-18 to move forward on a bill to fund the government, which the House passed, sending the bill to Trump to sign. The New York Times says the deal to end the government shutdown included $31 billion in tax cuts. The deal includes a temporary delay in implementing 3 Affordable Care Act taxes that will add to the federal budget deficit. Meanwhile, the Huffington Post says Paul Ryan received $500,000 in campaign contributions from one of the Koch brothers after the House passed the federal tax bill. The Koch brothers spent millions of dollars lobbying to get the tax bill passed and are currently spending millions more on a PR campaign to boost public support for the bill. Next, the Daily Beast is reporting that the FBI said Devin Nunes refused to produce a memo that alleges abuses by the intelligence community. Democrats say the Republicans' refusal to show the memo has them concerned and that releasing the memo to the public before showing it to the FBI could make tensions between the Hill and the Bureau even worse. The Washington Post says Pennsylvania's Supreme Court ruled that the state's GOP-drawn congressional districts were unconstitutional, ordering all 18 districts to be redrawn by February 9th. Meanwhile, the Washington Post says Donald Trump's Voter Fraud Commission asked Texas to identify all voters with Hispanic surnames as part of their request for detailed voter registration data. The voter data was never delivered because a lawsuit stopped the handoff. The voting commission was then disbanded on January 3rd. Next, a member of the House Ethics Committee used taxpayer money to settle a sexual harassment complaint against him. The New York Times says Patrick Meehan had been tasked with investigating sexual misconduct claims against at least 4 congressmen. A spokeswoman for Paul Ryan said that Meehan would be removed immediately from the committee and that the panel would investigate the allegations against him. And in the polls, ABC News says 48% of voters think Trump is mentally stable versus the 47% of voters who think he's not. 73% believe Trump is not a genius. The Washington Post says 51% of voters say they would support the Democratic candidate in their congressional office over the Republican, while 39% say they would support the Republican candidate. And in a pre-shutdown poll by Politico, 41% of voters said they would blame Republicans in Congress for a shutdown, compared to 36% who said they fault Democrats. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. A new book about the Trump administration is set to publish on January 29th. 2. Trump sarcastically tweeted that Saturday was, quote, a perfect day for all women to march. Get out there now to celebrate the historic milestones and unprecedented economic success and wealth creation that has taken place over the last 12 months. Lowest female unemployment in 18 years, end quote. 3. Deutsche Bank reported suspicious transactions related to Kushner family accounts to German banking regulators. And 4. The Army is preparing to send 1,000 more troops to Afghanistan this spring, in addition to the already 14,000 troops in the country. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.